purpose is how I can raise up ordinary men, turning them to become supernatural beings, financial apostles, making life better, bringing people from the dungeon of sin, bringing them into the faith, planting their feet, and rising them.
What he knows! What he knows!
Go on in that verse 5 quickly. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. Some of you don't understand what it means when God say the abundance of the sea. Can I tell you this? The sea is the richest port in the world. What you can get from the sea, you can't get from oil. The richest, all sort of animals, aquatic animals, are in the sea. The water itself, you can't count. The water is abundant. You can't count it. Carry 1 million tanker, draw the water of the sea. It will be laughing at you. And the soil of the sea, the sand of the sea, you can't count. You first need to dry up the water before you start counting the soil of the sea. You don't get what I'm saying now. The shark, the fish, the tilapia fish, all manner of species of fishes. God now said, I will convert them into currency for you. You don't get it. I love the way he said, the abundance of the sea shall be converted. Do you want it in dollar or in naira, in pound sterling? Hiya, shakabara. I convert the abundance of the sea. Hey! Hey! Somebody shot fire! Sit down. There are children of God that are rich and they are hiding their wealth. It's a shame. If your money is gotten in a pure way, why are you hiding? How can I have a private jet and I'm hiding it from people? If it is from God and my hands are clean, why must I? Is it not for the gospel? So why should I hide it? How can you be a child of a king and walk like a servant? You are afraid. They will kill me. They will kill me. You go to your village and park your car in the village before your village. I told you a story of a man. Before he got to a village, he parked his car in one local hotel before the village and came and wear tattered palm sandal and came. The man told him, he said, you, before you came, we saw you in a mirror. Go and bring that car where you park it and bring it here. Why should you be blessed and you are living like a cursed man? If the blessing is from God and your hands are clean, you should not be afraid of it. Some people are afraid of destiny, EFCC. I prophesy. You are about to shock your enemies. You did not hear me. I say you are about to shock your enemies. Telling you, after tonight, your enemies will go to sleep. When they want to sleep, your destiny achievement will give them nightmare. Ay, 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 ay.
When they are sleeping, they will see your glory. They will wake up and hypertension will grab their heart. Somebody shot fire.
Am I blessing life here? Somebody say, I'm a child of glory. Created for glory. Going to manifest. And no man can stop my glory. What is the purpose of the glory? Number one, to manifest his wonders. Purpose of his glory. Number one, to manifest his wonders. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Talking for the earnest expectation of the Creator, waited for the manifestations of the sons. Bastards don't manifest. It is sons that manifest. Children don't manifest. It is sons that manifest. You don't fight a father and go further. You don't fight a father and get fader. When you fight a father, you fade away. Manifestations in destinies are not made for children, for child, for babes, but for sons. Reason why the next generations are caught away from the next level of greatness is because they are not sons. Sonship is submission to principles of fatherhood. And fatherhood is not terrorism and dictatorship. Every father that cannot advance you further should not be called a father. Every father that cannot advance you further should not be called a father. Fathers think about the next level of their children. Fathers don't ask babes for food. Fathers don't demand money from children they have not trained. You have not trained your children to nursery, primary, secondary, university. They've not gotten a job. And you are demanding money from them. You are indirectly telling them to become criminals. And that's what is happening in ministry. Some fathers demand from children that have not been trained, that have not been equipped, that have not been helped. Children that are still in the leprosized situation. Fathers are supposed to be helpers and not helping children to be leprosized. So you are created to manifest. What does that scripture mean? It means that this creation, this world, are waiting for your manifestation. And why your manifestation? Your manifestation is because you are created in God's express image and you are supposed to manifest the deposit of God's glory. And without you manifesting the deposit of God's glory, the world will not be able to see God through you to appreciate God. Because God is a spirit and cannot come to this world to operate without a man being the gateway to bring about a transmitting point to every other person. So you must understand that the world is still expecting the manifestations of the sons. And I can tell you why sons are not father. Why not the manifestations of father? Why the manifestations of sons? Because God is raising people with the heart of a kid that will be able to forgive and will be able to let go of matters that will bring themselves like this little one. He said, there shall be the kingdom of heaven. So God is waiting for the manifestations of sons, and the earth is waiting for your manifestations. That's the purpose of the glory. Not for decoration. The glory is power. The glory is splendor. When Samuel came to the family of Jesse and saw
David, after they waited for David, the Bible said he was of a beautiful countenance. That's the glory. You know, you don't use beauty for a man. You use handsome. But when the glory of God comes upon a man, he become handsome, beautiful. Upon a woman, he become beautiful, handsome. Shakoma yabada. Lakoziaba. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, you are looking fantamaglorious. You can't get it in your dictionary. Just join Fanta and Glorious. That's all. Now, back to what we are saying. The glory of God, when it is upon a man, there's something that happens. People just love you. Anyone that does not love you is a winch. And winch don't love good things. So, don't get yourself trouble when they don't love you. Because no one who carry the spirit of God and see you with this kind of glory that will not love you. If they don't love you, they are minors. Shabalaba. Minus your household enemy. Minus principality and power. Plus Jesus. In mathematics, minus minus is what? Plus. They can't stop you. Number two. The purpose of the glory is to reveal, to silence your enemies. So the glory is there to silence your enemies. God purposely allowed the glory to be there to become an agent of distraction to make your enemy leave the position they are feeling that was your position. No, that's it. The glory is a bait. Whenever you see somebody pursuing you and the person is above you, don't be troubled. They cannot kill you. Only what that thing the person is doing is that the person is telling you that I've left my position to follow you. Now, I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying. Are you understanding? Can I get a small child there? Any male child, small. Any small male child. Come. Stand here. Thank you. Come Friday. Please here. Now, you stay behind him. This is an illustration. This child carries glory. This already a made man is a president. And he sees the glory of this man. Now, be walking. Go in. Then follow. Now stop. Now what is he doing? He's pursuing this one. He's bigger than this one. Why is he pursuing this man? Because of the glory. But physically speaking, who is bigger? Him. Now that he's following this man, what is he saying? Keep going. Stop. This one is leading him. This small boy is leading you. When anybody who is bigger than you is talking about you, that person has submitted to you. No matter how powerful that person is. No matter how big, whether he's a great man of God, whether he's an archbishop, whether he's an unknown prophet, whether he's a billionaire, a trillionaire, a mighty politician, once that person is behind you and is pursuing you, that person has accepted that I am smaller and I'm following your leadership.
God bless you. Clap for them. And I hear this.
People that pursue you, they are already made. They have their seat. So as they pursue you, oh my God.
Can you get me one seat? Can you get me one seat? Just one. No, maybe that one. That will do. Okay. That will do. Thank you.
If this is the seat, and you guys, okay, come, two of you, come back. Come.
My brother, come and, the big one, come and sit here. It's an illustration. Sit here. Now, you stay there.
This is his seat. He's sitting on high. He's already made. He has arrived. Do you know problem with people who have arrived? They don't want people to get to that their place. Hear this. Before they got there, they met a ladder. And the ladder took them up. Then they sat down. When they get up, they remove the ladder. Because people who are on top, they enjoy being on top alone. And look at the space here. There is space for another person to be here. There's space everywhere. At the top, there is space. The sky is too big for two bread to clash. Shine your shine. I shine my shine.
Watch what God does. When God sees that they have refused to allow anybody to come to the top, when they say the person wants to come at the block, say, where are you going? Where are you going? You must not go anywhere. They stop you. God now, to mesmerize them, he uses the foolish things of this earth to confirm the wisdom of the wise. He can raise up a small David. He can raise up a small Jesus in a manger. He can raise up a small Solomon. He can raise up a small Samuel. He can raise up a small Jeremiah. He can raise up any small thing to dazzle and mesmerize anyone who thinks he's Alpha and Omega. Then watch this. This child comes on the stage and begin to perform. And as he's performing, he just begin to shake. He is getting troubled. Who is this small boy? Who is this small boy? He's supposed to come to me. No. No. So, in the quest, he's troubled. Now, small boy, you know what you do? You run around. Then you follow him. Oh, yeah. Run. You follow him behind. Keep following him. Then he left his throne. Now his seat is empty and he's pursuing the boy. Keep running, keep following. Come direct to the seat. Come and occupy the seat. Sit down on the seat. Hey, am I talking to somebody here? Thank you, my brother. Do you know? Sit down. Do you know what God does? God allowed them to pursue you so that seat can be vacant. So that as they are pursuing you, you overtake them. Because you don't pursue from the front, you pursue from behind. And backbiters are behind. Hey! You are taking your throne. You are taking your position. Let them keep fighting you. You are taking your position. You are overthrowing. You are taking your position. You are taking your position. You are overthrowing. You are taking your position. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a living God. He's the same today and forever. When he lifts you up, no man can bring you down. When God says yes, no man can say no. What then shall we then say? If God be for us, who then can be against us? Lift up your leg and shout fire.
Shut fire.
Am I helping you? Thank you, my son. Thank you. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hiya, ya. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? You are created for glory. Can I say this? The people God want to use to shock the world, I can tell you, they look small in the eyes of people. Blessed are you when people commonize you. I say, what can you do, this small boy? What does he know? Does he know eschatology? Does he know demonology? Does he know systematic theology? What does he know? Does he know? Am I talking to somebody here? Was he there 1945? Was he confirmed 19 Moses? Was he baptized 19 Abraham? God is not following those tenses and sequence any longer. The glory has moved from the ark into a human being. God is no longer in the tabernacle. God is living in the being. He's living in the body. My body is the temple of the living God. Am I talking to somebody here? Okay, let's round up quickly. 33, Exodus 33, verse 18. Let's do that quickly. And he said, Abcd, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. Moses was talking here. God, I want to see thy glory. I want to see thy glory. Don't forget, before now, prior to this time, Moses has gotten the Ten Commandments. And then after that, came back and met them with golden calf. And then he broke the commandment. And came back again. And now he said, God, I want to see thy glory. You've been talking to me. I saw your hand writing on the tablet of the stones. But I have not seen you. I want to know you. I want to see you. Show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. There's a difference between a deposited glory and a revealed glory. A deposited glory is an hidden glory. But a revealed glory is a glory that is evaporating. A deposited glory is condensed. Just compressed into a container. But when the glory is revealed, it outlives the man and outshines the man and make the man outstanding. Go on, verse 19. Quickly. Let's roll this quickly. Verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I'll be gracious to whom I want to be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I want to show mercy. That's God. People are asking, why have God not destroyed you? Why will God destroy you? He has the way he sees. The way he sees is different. Saul committed a sin. God punished him and took away the kingdom. David committed worse than him. God show mercy. I will show mercy to whom I want to show mercy. Kindness to whom I want to show kindness. You cannot question me. Kabiosi. Nobody can ask him. Kabiosi. He's called the unquestionable God. The way he feels like doing this thing, that is how he does it. Why is he blessed than me? Why is this one the one that have this one? That's how God have done it. You can't question him. So he said, Moses, I will allow my goodness to pass. What is the goodness of God? All the good things of life. Glory cannot, whenever glory is about to manifest, goodness of life will pass. You will see the goodness. You will see the kindness. You will see his loving mercy. I'm talking about how Moses saw the glory. You will see the goodness. You will see it pass. Then you will see mercy pass.
And the mercy is called undeserved mercy. And what is undeserved mercy? Grace. What is grace? The unmeritable favor of God. What is grace? The undeserved forgiveness and mercy of God and kindness of God showered on the worst sinner, like the thief at the right hand. I don't care. You don't need to do any restitution. All I know, today, you and I shall be together in paradise. I cannot tell you to go down to do restitution. If you have asked for forgiveness, I forgive you. You are following me to paradise.
That's the goodness of God. Undeserved grace.
Go on. Let's hurry it up.
And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. There is a, leave the scripture. There is a place by me.
There's a place I have kept. It's just by me.
You shall now stand, and thou shalt stand upon a rock.
This is the rock. Stand on the rock. And who is the rock? Jesus Christ. You cannot see me until you are on the solid rock. If your foundation is faulty, my glory cannot be revealed.
I am the rock, and I am the rock that never failed. I am the solid rock. And for me to show you my glory, Moses, stand on the solid rock. Your foundation in faith determine the revealed glory of God. Some of us have faulty foundation, and if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Now go on. Thank you, Jesus. Go on.
And it shall come to pass, why
my glory passeth by. The glory of God is a personality. The glory of God is a personality. Because God said it shall come to pass when my glory passeth by. A non-living thing cannot pass by.
When my glory passeth by, it shall come to pass when my glory passeth by. The glory of God is passing by today. Now leave it there. He said, when my glory passeth by, I will put thee in a cleft of a rock. I will carve a hole in the rock, and I will hide you in that rock. And who is the rock? Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus in God. So you must understand, I will hide you in my Son. I will hide you in the precious blood, which is called the eternal rock of ages. I will hide you there, because if you are not hidden in the rock, my glory cannot be revealed to you.
Leave the scripture. Leave that same scripture.
And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass it by.
Now hear this.
That rock that he stand on, God carved a hole and put him in the rock. Hide him in the rock. I'm going to teach you the mysteries of the rock. Why God was angry with him when he was supposed to talk to the rock and he strike the rock. Because God had already revealed the secret of the rock. Because the rock was what hid him from being killed. And that same rock he was not supposed to strike, because he had the revelation of the rock.
That's another teaching for another day. Am I talking to somebody here?
Then God used his mighty hand to cover Moses.
God's hand is so big.
When God carry you, you look like a seed of rice in his hand. A seed of rice. You know how rice look like. That's how you are.
Covers you. God said, I will cover you with my hand. That's how important God's glory is. Now, go on to the next scripture. I will cover you.
And I will take away my hand.
Now, what does that mean?
I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back part, but my face shall not be seen.
When God covered him with his hand, he was in the hands of God, covered. Then God passed. Then when God passed, God took away his hand. So immediately God took away his hand, he saw God back. That was how God was able. God covered him and passed. And as God took the left leg, he removed his hand. And as God removed his hand, he saw Shekinah glory. But it was the backside. You can't see my face, but if you can just see a little bit of my glory. Woman of the issue of blood, you can't just see me. You can't touch everything about me. But if you can touch the hem of my garment, it is enough to transfer virtue. All you just need in life is not just the face of God, but a little drop of God's glory is enough to take you throughout lifetime. Are you ready? No man see my face and live. No man. Why? My face is eternity. My back is the past. The dateless time. What has happened before your great grand 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 and great grand grand and great grand grandfather were born. That's my past. Eternity. Your brain does not have the CPU, central processing unit, to hold the data. If I allow you to see my face, it is eternity. Your brain memory RAM will crash down. There are level of God glory you see, you run men down. It will become an overload. That's it. Am I talking to somebody here? So God said, Moses, I love you. I don't want to kill you. Because I am eternity. After I have rolled this wall like a mat, I will create another wall. And after that wall, what will happen? What will happen again and happen again and happen again? You don't know. Nobody created me. I created myself. I don't have beginning. I don't have ending. I am older than the oldest. I existed before the earth was created. If the earth is over 2,000 years, I have lived more than 1 billion years. I only told you the part of what happened on earth. Do you know what happened in other planets? If there are other planets, you are only subjected to the information of the planet. I am too big that you cannot know me finished. I'm called the uncomprehensible God. You can't just comprehend me. You can't understand me. The more you try to understand me, you become confused. The uncreated creator. How I came to be, nobody know. How I existed, nobody know. When the world was in total chaos, how I came, nobody know. Even your angels that guide you, they don't know me. They don't know how I was created. That's why when Lucifer tried to overthrow me, he did not understand that I am bigger than what he saw on the throne. Hi, ya, ya, ya. I am called Erujeje. Hi, ya, ya, ya. I am heavier than the heaviest. I am mightier than the mightiest. I am stronger than the strongest. I am called the mighty man of war. You can't just stop me. So you can't just know me. I only reveal a part of me that I want you to know. The Bible said, if all the miracles that Jesus did were recorded, that books on this earth cannot contain it. So it was a part that was given to us. There were certain miracles he performed and charged people not to tell. So it was not all the miracles that were recorded. I fear you.
Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru Olorun ba mi o. Ohun to ba ti pinu lokan re ko se da to le da duro. Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru Olorun ba mi o.
ohun tó bá ti pinnu lọ́kàn rẹ̀, kò sẹ́dá tó lè dá dúró. Kò sẹ́dá tó lè dá dúró. Kò sẹ́dá tó lè dá dúró. Ohun tó bá ti pinnu lọ́kàn rẹ̀, kò sẹ́dá tó lè dá dúró.
You are God's project. God has made up his mind concerning Joshua Eginla. Whatever he has made up his mind, no plot of evil can stop him.
Ohun to ba ti pinu lokan re, ko se da to le da duro.
Your glory is not negotiable. They can't stop you. Let them gather together, but not by me. They will fall for your sake. This is a judgmental service. Household enemy will fall. Principalities and power will fall. Frenemies will fall. Wherever they are, they will fall. They can't stop you. They can't stop you. They can't stop you. I feel like shouting it. They can't stop you. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop you. That bastard devil that will stop you is not born, has not been created. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop you. They cannot stop you.